WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wausau City Council this week approved the 2026 budget. At their meeting Tuesday, the council approved the proposed budget, setting the tax levy for next year at roughly $38 million. Council President Lisa Rasmussen said developing next year's budget wasn't easy.
They really took a deliberative and collaborative approach to filling what were some pretty serious gaps.
The budget will include some services that were initially on the chopping block, including keeping all three pools open and funding for the animal control program. District 2 Alder and Finance Committee Chair Michael Martin said next year's budget is close to flat compared to this year's.
What has happened is that with 4% of cuts, we are only seeing a 3-cent increase on the mill rate over last year. So basically, that's in essence, that's a neutral impact.
The council also discussed approving a contract with Mueller Communications aimed at educating the public about the public safety referendum. The referendum would ask voters to permanently fund 12 firefighter paramedic positions by raising $1.4 million annually and would be added to the spring ballot. Mayor Doug Dinney, who has expressed opposition to the referendum, said the question would be a high-profile ask.
You'll have the advocates, you'll have the yes signs out there, you'll have the no signs out in the yard. The city has no part in that type of discussion. So this is not going to be an unknown entity out there once we formulate the question.
The measure received 6 votes in favor, but because the contract would involve a budget modification, it did not meet the 2/3 majority vote required to pass. The Wausau School District is meeting expectations, but it's not exceeding or significantly exceeding them. That's according to a new release of school report cards from the state's Department of Public Instruction, or the DPI. The report comes with details about the 7,738 students enrolled in the Wausau School District. About 45% of students enrolled in 4th through the 12th grade were considered economically disadvantaged, according to the DPI. Almost 16% of students had disabilities, more than 9% were English learners, and most students, about 84%, are on track towards graduation. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a bill that would lower utility costs at a time when 1 in 4 Americans struggles to afford their energy bills. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, energy prices have jumped by 40% just in the last 5 years. In Wisconsin, residential energy customers are paying about 30% more than they did in 2020. That leads some families to make hard choices, like Jill Sexton and her husband, who live in Wausau.
Here's our reality. Each month we choose between paying the electric bill and heat bill or filling our prescriptions. Some months I don't buy the medication. Some months we stretch food until the very last day.
Representative Darren Madison is from Milwaukee. He's introducing a bill that would require Wisconsin's Public Service Commission create a program that limits utility costs to 2% of a household's income.
When fully phased in, the 2% income payment program will be a fully universal and automatic program, making it so that no one ever has to pay more than 2% of their income on utilities again. And that's something to clap about.
For this bill to pass, it would need Republican support, which is unlikely in the legislature.
The Wausau Ethics Board has set a date to consider updates to the ethics code. On December 16th, board members will review revisions to a section of the city's code that outlines standards of conduct for public officials and employees. The potential revisions include changes to the section of city code that the board found Mayor Doug Dinney violated last September when he removed the ballot drop box from outside City Hall. The board will receive a draft of recommended changes before the meeting. The Wausau Fire Department responded to a reported structure fire in the 900 block of Jackson Street around 6 p.m. on Tuesday and had to initiate an aggressive interior attack to contain the fire to a single room of the structure. A smoke alarm alerted residents of the building to evacuate before crews arrived. Firefighters successfully rescued 4 cats and 1 dog from the home, and the cause of the fire was found to be smoking materials. No civilian or firefighter injuries were reported. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health is stressing the importance of safely storing firearms. OCMH Director Linda Hall says gun safes are considered the gold standard when it comes to storage, but gun locks can also work, and many organizations and health systems are issuing those for free. Hall says it might also be a good idea for family members to determine whether or not it's safe for a firearm to be in the home, and if it isn't, you might have to store it off-site at a place like a gun store. Research has found that 8 in 10 kids who die by firearm suicide obtain the gun from a family member. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets' defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny, we'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.